across the Adriatic Sea from Greece, the port of Bari in southern Italy. It's one of a number of ferry routes used by migrants and refugees from countries like Iraq, Syria and Afghanistan, who risk their lives stowed away in hidden compartments on trucks. The crossing between different Greek and Italian ports can take between 9 and 30 hours. Some die trying. Others are discovered on board and handed to the Italian police.
Le persone ci hanno raccontato di violenze.
People have told us about violence and acts of force, about being locked up, about being dragged from the ferry. One person had an epileptic attack and was, let's say, dragged and kicked by the crew. One woman told us of invasive searches of her intimate parts.
It's alleged they're often not provided with translators as required by law, and that some are prevented from claiming asylum before being returned to Greece, locked in the vessel they arrived in, occasionally leaving a sign they were there, etched on the wall. This man pictured himself in May last year, handcuffed to the railings on a ferry bound for Greece. Using his description of the vessel and its route, this storage space was located in the vehicle bay below deck. And in the Greek port of Patras, we meet Balush from Afghanistan. His story is all the more significant because his documents show that he's a minor, aged 17.
I've been here for 6 months and have played many games. Once I hid under a refrigerated truck and it went inside the big ship. And when it arrived and the truck left the ship, I was found and arrested. They did not question me about seeking asylum. They did not take my fingerprints. They just put me inside a small room and sent me back to Greece.
It's not unusual for commercial ferries to have a small lock-up room on board, sometimes used to secure unruly passengers, for instance. On this one, we found a holding cell that crew were heard to refer to as the prison.
Well, I'm approaching now the upper vehicle deck of this ferry that shuttles between the Italian port of Bari and the Greek ports of Patras and Kyvelenitsa. And here, in the bow of the vessel, is a metal box, angular, unprepossessing. Until that is, you look inside.
There's nothing more than a sheet and cardboard on the floor. Words identified as Kurdish are scrawled on the wall, but they're illegible. Responding to our investigation, the ferry company concerned said it fully complies with national and international law. Actions, behaviours and practices such as these, it wrote, have never taken place on any of its vessels. And, confronted with the evidence, the Bari police commissioner denied Italian complicity as well.
I wouldn't dare to say that it doesn't happen. I've seen the pictures of that person handcuffed, but I don't know the context or where it took place.
Il contesto è il luogo dove ciò si avviene, sulla nave peraltro. Dove noi non
andiamo. And now my colleague's telling me that the police don't even get on the ship. This is an important point. We hand the migrant to the ferry crew and he's then handed over to the ferry captain.
A tacit admission that forced returns do take place, but a defence that activists find unconvincing.
I am certain that the Italian police are aware, the border police. A lot of this is done by or in front of the Italian police. We denounce not only that these forced returns are illegitimate, but also that they take place without formal procedures, with no record of what actually happens. In fact, the numbers are impossible to find out.
In 2014, the European Court of Human Rights found that Italy had illegally detained and returned 35 asylum seekers by ferry to Greece. The Italian government has since insisted the practice no longer occurs. Yet our investigation has heard testimony from 8 people who've been forcibly returned from Italy to Greece in just the past 12 months. Jonah Hull, Al Jazeera, in Bari, Italy.